vedere che c'è il professor Friedman.
We're now in the time of Bein Hamtzurim, when Klal Yisrael is misabel on the Chom Beis Hamikdash, and that we no longer have the avoida of the Karbunas in the Beis Hamikdash. However, today I want to bring out a Grosso Yisov, as it's not entirely accurate. And in fact, the avoida of the Akruvus Karbunas goes on even Bisman HaGulis, every single day in the Gulis, the Karbunas are being brought. And today, one was Makriv, a Karbon Tumid as well, just like in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, as we will soon see. But first I want to start with the Mishnah in Masechtas Ovis, in this week's Perek, Al Shloisha Devorim Ha'olam Oymed, Ala Torah, Vala Voida, Val Gemilis Chasudim. And the Baal Tanira explains, Avoida is Avoidus Hakabunas. So one of the three pillars which supports the world is the Avoida of the Kabunas. Freik the Toysis Yontif, many other Mephoshim, so if so, Bizman Agulis, that we don't have the Kabunas, so what's keeping the world standing? A chair needs three legs. How is the world standing if we're missing out the avoida of kabunas? So zuk the Toysis Yontif as follows. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Tanis, in Daf Chof Zayin on the base, Avrum Avini said, Rabbeinu Shloilam, Shema Yisul Choytim Lefunechel, Ata Ois Lehem Kedoya Mabel, Kedoya Hafluga? Omalei Lav, Rabbeinu Shloilam said, no, I won't do that. Oma lefunav, Rabbeinu Shloilam, tinach bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Yidin can bring a korban, we get a kapura. Bizman sheim beis hamikdash kayim, ma tehe aleim. Oma loi, the boy shem gizuk savru mavini, kvati kanti lehem seder karbunas. I was masakin a seder karbunas, bizman shekoyrim behem lefunai, ma la'ani aleim, Ki'ili hikrivim lefunai. When the Yid says every single morning before Psik the Zimra, we say the Parshas HaKabunas, the Revelation says, I consider as if you were makr of these Karbunas, v'ani moichel lehem al kol avoinaseyim. So, what the Toysis Yontif means to tell us is that the void of the Karbunas carries on bizman hazeh. How? Not through a hakrova bapoyil, but through saying the parshias hakabunas. The Vilna Gaon and the Sfasemis, they say it differently. They say bizman agulis taka, the world is only kayim on two pillars, the pillar of Torah and the pillar of gemilas chasudim. And we don't have at all the pillar of kabunas. The Vilna Gaon has got a perish on Shiar Shirim, and in Perek Vov, Pusik Dalas, he quotes this Mishnah, Al Gimel Dvorim Ha'oilem Oymed, and he says a gewaltige chiddush. Im Acha Shogalini Beis HaMikdash, after we were sent into Gulis, not only did we lose the Omed of Avoida, of the Karbunas, we lost the Omed of Torah as well. Ein lo ni Torah, veloy Avoida. We don't have not Torah and not Avoida. Veloy Nishtaya, Kiyim Gemilas Chasudim. And this is why we say Yerusim Ufanecha Shibuna Beis HaMikdash from Herav Yemeini B'sein Chalkeini B'soyrasecha. L'choyra, this Bakusha, what's that got to do with building the Beis HaMikdash? We should say Yerusim Ufanecha Shibuna Beis HaMikdash from Herav Yemeini V'shom Navodcho B'yira. But Torah we have nowadays as well. According to the Vilna Gaon, we understand it. Even Bizman Agulis, our Torah is also not as it should be. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, the same Chalkeini B'soyrasech. So the Vilna Gaon says, Bizman HaGulis, the world is only Kayim on one Omid of Gemilas Chasubim. The Sfasema says, B'Gulis Ha'oilem Oymed Rak Al Beis HaGulim. But everybody agrees we don't have the Omid of Kabunas. Now I want to ask on this a question as follows. We have a Gemara in Masechtas Menuchos in Daf Kif Yid, where the Gemara quotes a pusik which states in Divra Hayumim Beis Perek Beis Pusik Gimel that when Shloima HaMelech built the Beis Hamikdash, states in the pusik he built it in such a way that it's going to be LaOilam Zois Al Yisrael. The Beis Hamikdash is going to be forever. What does it mean, the Beis Hamikdash is going to be forever? Explains Rashi, Lefisha la'oilam zukik al Yisru lahakriv karbunam babayizeh. That Klal Yisru is going to need this building la'oilam, forever. So zuk the Gemara, is that so? The Beis Hamikdash was built la'oilam? The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Zuk the Gemara, la'oilam zois al Yisru, omar avgid lomar av, Zem is bayach buni imichul sa hagudel oimed imakriv ulav korban. That michul sa hagudel is makriv kabunas even bizman hazeh. Says Rashi in the Gemara there, la oilam zois al Yisrael if a kabunos mishtui as la oilam heim oidim. The kabunas they are forever. V'heichidomi, how can this be, says Rashi? The Teretz is, Mizbeach buni bashamayim. There's Mizbeach which is in Shemayim, imichuel oimed imakte ulam. And as always, Shabt Rabbeinu Geshen, the same he said, Le'oilam loitivsoik zois mi Yisroel. Kabunas will never stop from Klal Yisroel. Shelo yehei Mizbeach buni. We'll never be having such a situation as no Mizbeach. Oilamala, Oilamata, either in Shemayim or in this world. But there will always be Karbunas. Comes Toysus, then Masechtas Menuchos. And he says, this is what we said this morning in Davening in Ritzei. In Ritzei we all asked, please Rabbeinu Shloilam, V'isha Yisruel Esfilusom Mehera Bahavas Akaba Brutzah. What does it mean, v'isha Yisroel? So Toises, isha Yisroel lushan kabunas. As we state, isha reyach nichoyach l'Hashem. So we asked Rabbi Nishon this morning in Shemayna Esra, please Rabbi Nishon, v'isha Yisroel, the kabunas of Klal Yisroel, it's the kabel barutzoi. Frey Toises, but b'zman ha'gunas, there are no kabunas. So what were we asking? Says Toises, the pshat is like this Gemara here in Masechtas Menuchos. That Mechuel Koyin Sahagudel is being Makriv Karbunas. And this Toysis is brought in the Beis Yosef, in Hilchas Tefillah, in Siman Kiv Chof. V'isha Yisrael Milushin Reich Mechoich Keloima Karbunas Yisrael, which is being Makriv through Mechuel. And so the Taz, this is the Kavuna you're supposed to have when you say Shemayna Esra every single day. So every single day, Michuel is being makrif karbunas in Shemayim. And we ask him, please, Rabbi Nishon, accept those karbunas which Michuel is being makrif instead of the karbunas which we should be makrif down here. The Urach HaShulchan says a gewaltige pshat. In Parsha Shmini, when the Mishkan was finished to be built, states in the Pusik, Vayhi bayoy mashmini, kura moisher la'arn elavuno, lezikna Yisrul, vayoyma al'aroim, and to zikna Yisrul, to be makrif karbunas, to be machanach the Mishkan. And why did that have to do Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Ki hayoyim, Hashem is nira aleichem. On this day, when you be machanach the Mishkan, Hashem is nira aleichem. Brings the Urach HaShulchan. He writes, Kainer Isi, it's written in the Shloa Kodesh and Andras Forum, that the word Nira is the same Oisius as Aaron. And the word Aleichem is the same letters as Michuel. In Merimus, says the Urach HaShulchan, that Michuel Koyin Gudel Lemala, Kishem Shaharon Hoye Koyin Gudel Lemata. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Aaron HaKoyin was installed as the Koyin Gudel to do the Avodah in the Mishkan, the same day Michuel was installed in Shemayim to bring Karbunas in Shemayim. אמרים בזה בשמיני למילים, שעוז נסמן העם לחי גוונה, ועוז נסמן גם מחול למעלה בחי גוונה. Writes the Tiferet Shloime, the Radomsky Rebbe, that this is what we say in Missive, and we ask, please, Rabbi Shem, if a shirei duvid avdecho, ha-nishmuim be'irecho. Freik the Tiferet Shloime, ha-nishmuim is lushen hoiva, is the present tense. Which Shirei David are now being heard? There's no Shirei Halevi in Bizman Hazeh, which are being sung in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash. Zuk the Tfer Shloime, when Mechul Saha Gudal is being makriv, the Karbunas in Shemayim, just like in this world, the Levim would sing a Shirei B'Shas, the HaKruvas HaKarbunas. Similarly, in Shemayim, is also the Shirei David are continuing, Hamishmuim continue to be heard, Be'irecho. And not only is Michuel Makrif Kabunas, but Eliyui Hanovi is also Makrif Kabunas. Writes the Raman Mipanoi, that Eliyui Hanovi is Makrif every single day, the Karban Tumid, the Tumid in the morning, and the carbon tumid in the afternoon. Omri Ulov on Eliyahu Hanavi, she makriv tamidim bebeis hamigdash afal pi shehi shomei. Writes the Raman Panel, and the Sikh Chazal. Chazal, with the Rishonim learn, Mechu is being makriv kabunas in Shemayim. As we state in Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon in Tosis, Mechu is being makriv kabunas in Shemayim. Says the Raman Mipanoi, Eliyahu Hanavi is being makriv kabunas, not in Shemayim, here, down here. Where? In the Mukaim HaMikdash. Because although the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Af Pi Shishumein, Harei B'Kdishu Se'oimed. So therefore, Zuk D'Ramah Mipanoi, Eliyahu Hanavi is makriv every single day, a Korban Tumid, in the Mukaim HaMikdash. And the Chasam Sofer quotes this Ramah Mipanoi in his Drushas, Hashem Yizburach Yishoichem Betzien, אם העולם לא יזוזו השכינה מקויסל המערובי, וליורי עומד שם עם מקריף תיושם של אש בכל יום כמו שניהם ובאסור ממורס. So we have here, the Karbunas are continuing even בזמן הגולס. And this Chiddush is written in one of the Rishonim, the Sefer from Rabbeinu Yechiel ben Rebksil HaRoifa, wrote a Sefer Malas Hamidus, and he puts this together with Pinchas. We know Pinchas ze Eliyui. Omri Chazal Baguda, he Pinchas, he Eliyui. She'elmulehi, if not for Pinchas, if not for Eliyahu Hanavi, lo hoyini chayim begulis. Klal Yisrael couldn't exist in gulis. Because as we saw read before, Avraham Avinu asked, Rabbi Shem, what's going to be in the time of the gulis? We need the karbonas. So writes the Sefer Malas Hamidus, that in the time of Gulis, Klal Yisrael also need the Karbunas to be able to exist in the Gulis. El Molehi Lahoyin Chaim Begulis, Shemiyoim Shechur Beis Hamikdash, Makrivim Shnei Semidim Bechol Yoim. He writes, he is Makriv every single day, a Karbon Tumid, and adds on the Sefer Malas Hamidus, that on the skin of the Karbon Tumid, Eliyahu Hanavi writes all the mitzvahs which Klal Yisrael are performing. V'koisu boi reseyim mitzvahs hazdukas sha'oisim Yisrael b'chol yoyim. And the makor in this is actually a chazal on this week's parsha. Omer Pinchas b'shem Reb Shim ben Lukish, he Pinchas, he Eliyahu, zuchel atoiv levrucha. Shililahi, if not for Pinchas, lahoyi chayim be'edoim horishon. Klal Yisrael would not be able to exist in our gulas, in gulas Edoim. He sha'omri b'seini m'shuchu b'is ha'migdash, he makav shnei smidim b'chol yoyim. Exact the same lushan. So here we have that there are kabunas. And the Chiddush quotes, again, that you should be machavanis when you say v'ishe Yisrael esfilusa mehera b'avs z'kal b'rutzoim. Not only on the kabunas that Michul is bringing, but also on the kabunas which Eliyahu Hanavi is bringing. In the Sefer Yitavlev, in Parshas Emoi, he quotes a gewaltige Sach from his Seite, the Yismach Moshe. Mekiblani mi moiri zekeini, bal machaba sefer Yismach Moshe. That once, after he finished Shmoyne Ezra, he wanted very much to be zoicha to see how Eliyui Hanovi is being makriv karbonis. And he davened to the Rabbi Nishon that he should be zoicha to see it. But Emela Hashem Mishalusoi, the Rabbi Nishon answered his request, Verua ayin ba'ayin es Eliyui Hanovi melibik melibish bebig de kehina oimet emakriv hatomet kisidroi. V'dvurav haluli noidi l'rabim. And this is a well-known fact, that the Yismach Moshe said he was zoicha to see a mara of Eliyui Hanovi being makriv kabunis. Now the Sefri, in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, explains, Shaitan Apusik, Pinchas ben Eluzer ben Anakoyin, Heishves Chamusi ma'al b'nei Yisrael, v'kanoi es kinusi b'soicham, and the state, v'yechapa al b'nei Yisrael. So normally we understand v'yechapa refers to then. And with that Masa Kanuas, he atoned for Klal Yisrael. Zuk the Sifri, v'yechapa al b'nei Yisrael, lechapa loy nema, ela v'yechapa, sha'ad achshov loy zovs. The Kapura of Pinchas ben Eluzer ben Anakoyin didn't stop then. It wasn't a one-off Kapura. Ela oimed imachape ad sheyichi hamesim. Pinchas is continuing to be machape ad sheyichi hamesim until techias hamesim. And the Balatirim quotes it. Lechoyer shvetze verstein. How is Pinchas being machape in all generations? But the answer is, like we just saw, because Pinchas ze Eliyui. And if not for the fact that Eliyui Anuvi is bringing karbonis all day long, we won't be able to exist in Gulis. So Pinchas, who became Eliyui, vayechapa al b'nei Yisruel, he continues to be machapa on all the ways. So what we've established from this is as follows. Although there's no Beis Hamikdash, it doesn't mean that avoider of the kabunas has become butl, and the avoider of hakrovus hakabunas continues bisman agulis, like in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Michul sahagudoil is being makriv in Shemayim. Eliyui Anuvi is being makriv in the Mukim Hamikdash, and the kabunas are carrying on to being machape on Bnei Yisrael, just like in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. However, if this is so, we have a difficulty in the Gemara, in Masechtas Tanis. And this is asked by a Sefer Beis Dovid from one of the Kadmoinim. We started the Shir with the Gemara Masechtas Tanis, where Avrom Avini had gefragt the Rabbein Shloilem. Rabbein Shloilem, Tinoch bizman shebeis hamikdash kayom, oba, when you got the Kabunas, ob bizman sheein beis hamikdash kayom, at Avrom Avini gefragt, how are you going to have a Kapura? And the boy Shem answered, Kavati kanti lehem seida hakabunas. I was mesaken that Klal Yisrael should say the seida hakabunas. And when they say the seida hakabunas, malani aleihem ki ili hei makribim lefunai, vani mechapeh and all the avails. Freak the Sefer Beis Dovid. Why do we need the Seder HaKabunas? But we've got that of the Kabunas. Because Michul Sa'agud al-Elyanuvi has been Makriv Kabunas. For this Gemara, I see very clearly, we don't have an avoid of Kabunas with Managulas. And that was Avraham Avinu's question. And the Rabbi Nishim said, you're right, there isn't. So by us saying the Kabunas, Neshama Purim himself saying, it's as if we have been Makriv. But we don't actually have the Kabunas. Have we freaked this Sefer based of it? And he says a gewaltig important yesod, that although avada, the avoid of the kabunas is carrying on bisman hagulas, but in order for us to be able to have a kapura from those kabunas which michul sahagudel and Elyanovi are being makriv, there's a halucha that when one brought a kabun to the Beis Hamikdash, the Baalim had to stand there. The Baalim had to be there. And in fact, in this week's Parsha, there's a mission in Masechtas Tanis, says as follows. By Parsha's Talmud state, Tzavas b'nei Yisroel es korboni lachmi lisham. Tzavas b'nei Yisroel. For b'nei Yisroel, b'nei Yisroel not be mak of the korban tum, it's the kohanim. Zuk the Gemura, no, there had to be the mamudos. Klal Yisroel had to send shlichim, representatives of all of Klal Yisroel, to stand in the Beis HaMikdash b'shas da'akruvus ha'kabunas. Why? Chi heich karbuna shel udam kurev v'hi eina oimed al gabov. If you want to have a kapura, although you're not a kohen, you can't bring the korban, but you have to be there. Heich karbuna shel udam kurev v'hi eina oimed al gabov. Zog the sefer based David. Michul sa ha'gudoil is being makar of the kabunas. Eliyu yanovi is being makar of the kabunas. But in order for us to have a kapura, we have to say the Seder HaKabunas. When we say the Seder HaKabunas, so therefore that is considered ki'ila, that we are making them our shliach to be makar of kabunas, and then it is mechabunas. And this is what the Gemara means. The Rebbe Yishma said, tell Klal Yisrael to say the Seder HaKabunas. By us saying the Seder HaKabunas, we're making Mechuel Medel Yanuvi our Shalich. In the Sefer Pekidus Eluza, from one of the Sfadah Shigadoylim, from a few hundred years ago, Rebbe Fuel Eluza Ibn Tilboy, he quotes his base of it, and he says, this is what the Kavuna of the Isha Yisruel Isfilusa Meher Bavsa Kabul means. Like we already said, the Torah writes, B'Shem Toises, that we have to be mechavan when we say v'ishay Yisrael, we have to be mechavan that their kabbuna should be accepted. We need to daven that Mechuel's kabbun should be accepted, Elyanuvi's kabbun should be accepted. Their kabbun won't be accepted without our tefillas, our bakushas. No, they don't need our tefillas, our bakushas. However, we need to be meman of them as our shliach. So when we have in mind v'ishay Yisrael's tefillos, maybe that's kabbalotzen. Then we are ke'ila, we are being oimed on the carbon. In Shulchan Ocharav, in Siman Kif Chof, he quotes another pshat in the Isha Yisrael Isfilusum. And he says as follows, and this is also quoted in Toises, one of the pshutim in Toises. The Isha Yisrael heim nishmois ha'tzadikim. So Toises already said that Mechuel is being makriv Karbunos shall eish. But that's only one pshat. Another pshat of Toises, Mechul is being makriv the neshumos of tzadikim. Isha Yisroel heim neshumos of tzadikim shemakriv Mechul saha gudel amizbeach shonala. Ilemata hein ha-karbunos shemakrivim ha-tzadikim imoisrim nafshoseim la-kudish borchi al kaldiba v'diba hayoitzim mepiyem Hamechina b'shem mizbeach. Zok the Shulchan Ocharav, when a yid davens to the Rebbeinu Shloilem, and he's moisen nefesh to the Rebbeinu Shloilem, he is being makriv a korban. Which korban? Himself. He's bringing himself as a korban. When a yid davens with kavuna, in moisen nafshim kushvoch hakol di b'diba yuspiim, this is then azoy chushiv by the Rebbeinu Shloilem. It becomes into a korban to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Va'kabunas elishim be'esh hislavus nikruos isha Yisroel. V'tfilusam hi gif hatfila. There's a famous Orachaim HaKudosh in this week's Parsha. Writes the Orachaim HaKudosh, Emotsusi lechaside Yisroel. I found in chaside Yisroel, this is Rabbeini, Shekosvi, Kiper Shalom de Teure, Dinoi keklei shuris. The Eloi Matoira, an Ela Chayid who learns Torah, says the Racham HaKudosh, his mouth is like the klei shuris in the Beis HaMikdash. Ashe yishosi bon bakoidish. Ki ein kedisha ke kedishas HaTorah. The B'nai Yisoscha, in a Sefer Derech Pikidecho, in Mitzvah Mem, writes as follows. Nowadays we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So instead of the Beis HaMikdash, Neshalma Purim Sefoseini. Our lips are saying the Tfilis instead of the Kabunas. In Cain, ha hakruva he ka'es b'moy pini. So the hakruva is when we are saying words of tefillah. The haper he hamisbeach, and the mouth is the mizbeach. Writes the Bnei Sasra. The halacha is that if part of the mizbeach was chipped off, it had a pegima, you can't bring a carbon. It can moishenes a pegima b'mizbeach, and if you brought it, you weren't yoytze the mitzvah. So because our mouths nowadays are instead of the mizbeach, so we need to ensure that when we are davening, there is no pegima at all chas v'shulem in our mouths. Al kain koydem amirs akabunas yahara b'tshiva v'yishlam pegima saper v'yilerutzon, which is the reason why, if you look and say the kabunas, we see by the Korban Tomid, for example, it's written a Yerutzen. We ask, please, Rabbi Nishloilam, please be moichelas on all the things we've done wrong. How does it come? How does it come into the tefillah? L'chayr, we can turn around. Yerutzen milfaneh Hashem l'keinu v'seini, shterachim oleini, v'sim chaluni al kal chapeseini, sechapeluni al kal avoyneseini, sislachluni al kal peshueini. And then we say Korban Tomid. Why are we saying this vidui before we say Korban Tomid? The pshat is because since we want that our mouths should now be like a mizbeach, and if there's a pegima, you can't be makriv a korban. So we're saying vidui, please, Rabbeinu Shloim, that we should be ruhi, that our mouths, that our body should be like a mizbeach. In the Sefer Tefillah LeDovid, from a Talmud from the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, his name was Reb David Amar. He says a gevaldig gezach. Again, in this week's Pasha, it's written, as korbani lachmi lishai, tishmi lahakriv li b'moy adoy. What's the word li? So he quotes a Medrash Rabbah. Kol mukim shenema li. Whenever the Torah uses the word li, Einoi zoz le'olam. It never stops. Loi ba'olam hazeh, v'loi ba'olam abo. This is a Medrash Rabbah in Sefer Vayikra, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Frektis Reb David Amar. So how do we understand the pusik? Tishmeri lahakriv li b'moyad in the Korban Tomid. But there's no Korban Tomid nowadays. And whenever it's written li, li means that it never stops. That although we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, but the avoider of akruvas hakabunas never stops. And we have the kabunas for Michuel, Sagudel, and Eliyahu Novi. But their kabunas are only kabunas. Talk about Korban Tomid, that's what we learn. Sabbath b'nei Yisruel. Chiheich Korban shel Udam Nikrev, and he's not standing there. So when we say the Parshas HaKabunas in the morning, and when we say V'isha Yisruel is Filusa Mehera Bahavas Kabel Barutzoin, we need to have in mind that we are pointing Mechul Sagudel, we're pointing Elianovi to be our Shalichim, to be Makriv the Karbunas on our behalf. And then in Yit Hashem, Utaka bizoicha, vayachapa al b'nei Yisroel. Pinchas Eliyui, izvata machapen ala doiris, on klal Yisroel, amu bizoicha bekurev, to the binyan beis hamigdash, b'mherev yomeini, b'sencho keini b'soiro secho, v'shom na'avodcha b'yiro, kimei oila mechashunim kadmoy niyois, omen ken Yerusa.
Amen.